Hello, Jamie, how you doing? How you doing, Jamie?
Good, how are you?
Fine, thanks. What are you cooking today?
Chicken Alfredo.
Chicken Alfredo?
Yes.
You're muted, Dorothy. We can't hear you.
Hear me?
Yeah, we're getting there.
Yeah, I'm coming back on.
Okay.
Is this session being recorded?
Yeah, let me turn it on, wait a minute. Yeah, the recording is on. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Hello, Derwin. How you doing, brother?
Dave, you got the taste tester?
Not today.
where they at?
In the room.
Oh. EJ called me like 2 o'clock in the morning.
2 o'clock in the morning? You should have been sick.
You say you want to come over my house and be here.
You told me that you
were going to
come
over. That's why I didn't know all these phone calls. Because
you wanted him to come over,
is what
he told me.
But I told myself, let your mother know tonight. That boy been calling me every day. Reminded the pastor the other day, I don't know if she forgot it, not today's past birthday, and the people at the place have it too. That's my check.
Jamie.
Yes.
Can you take a look at the recipe Dorothy sent me? Is that the right one? It says fresh pasta.
Hello?
It's in the chat box. Look in the chat box. It says July 9th, 2020.
Okay.
Is that the right recipe? You said
it should say Alfredo? Yes, it should say fresh pasta, though. That's the making pasta.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't see it in the chat.
What you saying?
I don't see it in the chat.
Oh, I don't
know. I see it. Let me see. I'm going to have to save it and see what it opened up. You say I don't have permission to save it, so.
What did it say, doing?
I was trying to, when I went to open it up, it always hit a save, but it said I didn't have permission to do it.
Uh-oh.
I can't open it up.
So is it the pasta sauce, the pasta, the fresh pasta, as well as the Alfredo sauce? Because I can't see.
Okay, wait a minute. Yeah, wait a minute. I may have some difficulties over here. Hang on. Yeah, it says fresh pasta yield 4 servings.
Okay, and then as the second portion,
it's
supposed to be
for
the
song.
Wait a minute, I didn't
hear you. What's that?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. How you doing, Mike?
Hello.
Hey, welcome, brother.
How you doing?
Great, great.
Set my camera up.
Okay, good.
Hello, everyone. This is Derwin joining the chef and crew.
We're going to get started in about 4 minutes. We'll get people a little bit more time to join. Hi, Mr. Ford.
How you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. My wife's here as well.
Oh.
Hi, Mrs. Ford.
Hi.
Let's see if I can do it just for a second.
Hi, Mr. Ford.
Hello.
Oh.
How's the family?
They're doing well. Good. They're driving me crazy, but they're okay.
I know the feeling.
I see the babies are growing up so fast.
Yes. They're busy, too.
Yeah. All right, we're going to give people 2 more minutes, and then we're going to go ahead and get started. Has anyone on the line ever made pasta from scratch before?
No.
Mm-mm. No.
Well, this will be my first time rolling it out by hand. I usually use my pasta maker, but I'm going to do it by hand today.
Okay.
Me.
Message is received.
Jamie?
Yes?
Are you sitting? I sent it to the website for some reason.
It's not really sitting in there, but I sent it to her. She responded, but I didn't get it.
What happened?
The website Pop's trying to get on is recorddc.org. I sent it to her, but she sent me a response. I don't see the response she sent. Oh. She may be.
We are going to get started. All right, so for those who don't know me, my name is Jamie, and today we're going to learn how to make a chicken alfredo from scratch. We want to start out by making the pasta noodle itself. So I have 180 grams of flour here. Let me know if you can't hear me or if you can't see. I have 180 grams of flour here, so we're going to put it down on our surface, and we're going to create a little well in the middle for our eggs. And we want to pour our eggs in. I have 2 whole eggs here. You want to make sure that your well is wide enough for both of your eggs to fit without spilling over. So I have my eggs there. I'm going to add a little bit of salt. And I'm going to add some extra virgin olive oil as well. So you're going to try to beat the eggs in the middle and incorporate a little bit of flour. It may spill over a little bit. I have yet to successfully keep my eggs in the middle without it spilling over. But if it spills over, don't panic. Just continue to try to mix it and incorporate the eggs into the flour as it did right now. So you just want to keep the eggs in and try to incorporate it into the flour. It's a messy process. So you want to continue to mix it until it forms together. And if you find that it's too dry, you want to add a little bit more olive oil to it. Mm-hmm. So we're gonna add a little bit more olive oil. And we're gonna continue to mix it until it comes together and so it forms a ball. So as you can see right now, it's kind of sticky. You want to continue mixing it into the flour as well incorporated. All right, I'm going to wash my hands and then we're going to move to the next step. All right, so now that your dough is formed, you want to round it into a ball. And you want to cover it up with some saran wrap so that the glucose can rest in the flour. You want it to rest for about 30 minutes, but the longer the better. Right, so just like that, and you want it to rest at room temperature. Okay, and right here I have a ball that's already been resting for a little over an hour. This is what we're going to use today. So I want to show you the difference between the two. This is the one that's been resting for an hour. This is the one that I just did. And this one is much more relaxed than this one is. So we're going to start out by adding flour to our surface. You want to make sure that your surface is flour enough where the dough doesn't stick. You want to press out your dough a little bit and flour the top of it as well. We're going to start by rolling out our dough. You want to keep the dough rolling so that it doesn't stick to the surface. You want to roll the dough out until it's thin enough that you can almost see through it. If you find that your dough becomes too hard to roll, you want to stop, let it rest for a minute or two, and then you continue rolling out, and they'll become a lot easier to roll. Any questions so far? Feel free to unmute your lines because I can't read the chat. So you can just unmute your lines if you have any questions. So we want to continue rolling it out. Make sure to keep the flour, the surface flour, so that it doesn't stick. Thank you. All right, and this is about thin enough. I don't know if I can catch it on camera, but it's pretty thin. You can see my hand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you're gonna dust off the excess flour just a little bit. You're gonna take your dough and you're gonna fold it in half, and then you're gonna fold it again. You're gonna take your knife and you're gonna cut them into long strips, and you wanna make sure that you make a sewing motion in your knife so that your dough doesn't stick together. You wanna try to keep them as uniform as possible. All right, and once you finish cutting it, we're going to flour it again to prevent it from sticking.
Jamie, does it make a difference what knife you use?
I just use a regular chef knife, but it doesn't really make a difference. Just make sure that it's sharp.
Okay.
So this is what it'll look like once you pull it apart. Doesn't have to be perfect. You want to make sure to separate each of your noodles so that they don't stick. And I can go all the way through some of these. I'm just pulling them apart. So once all your noodles are separated, the noodles cook really fast. They only cook for about 90 seconds. So that's going to be the very last thing that we do. We're going to start on our pasta sauce next. All right, so now I'm just separated. I'm going to add a little bit more flour to prevent them from sticking. Just toss them in the flour. And then we're going to set them to the side. This is the pasta machine that I was telling you guys about earlier. This is what I would normally use to make my pasta. One side of it would flatten it out, so I wouldn't have to use the rolling pin. And then the other side I can use to either make a linguine or a fettuccine noodle. Clean up just a little bit. All right, so before I start on my sauce, I'm actually gonna get the chicken started. And it's just a regular chicken breast. It's already pre-seasoned, but just seasoned with a little bit of Cajun seasoning, salt and pepper. while we're waiting on the pan to warm up, we want to go over the ingredients that we're using for the pasta sauce. So I have 1 cup of heavy whipping cream. I have, I believe, 30 grams of unsalted butter. You want to make sure that it's unsalted. I have fresh garlic cloves, already have them in the cup. And then salt and pepper to taste, as well as, give me just a second. Cheese. So for the cheese, you don't want to use the powdered Parmesan cheese. And you don't want to use the shredded Parmesan cheese that's already shredded, because the coating on the cheese won't melt and your sauce will be lumpy. And also, you want to make sure that you're using real butter and not margarine. So make sure that it's real sweet cream butter.
Hey Jamie, if you're allergic, yes. If you're allergic to garlic, can you substitute something else
instead? You don't have to add. You don't have to add the garlic at all.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Any questions?
I noticed that it's very quiet at your house right now.
It doesn't happen too often.
Okay, all right.
They have their iPads and everything, so they're keeping themselves busy. You want to go ahead and add the chicken to the pan. All right, we want to go ahead and get started on our sauce. You want to start by melting your butter. And I'm going to start boiling the water for the pasta. You want to make sure that you salt your pasta water very well. It's the only other time that you'll be able to get the salt into your pasta. So with the pasta sauce, it cooks pretty fast, so you want to make sure that you keep an eye out on it so that it doesn't burn. In the meantime, we want to start with shredding our cheese. You can slice it, or you can use your grater.
I've been following you a little bit on Facebook, and I noticed that your dishes look very, I don't know what kind of camera you're using, but the dishes that you create look very appetizing.
Thank you. I recently got an iPad because my cell phone wasn't working. So I started doing a little bit of research, and I invested in an iPad.
That's a good idea.
All right, it says, the recipe says 3 ounces of cheese, but I like a lot of cheese, so I'm gonna add a little bit more. And you can get this cheese from Aldi for about $4. If you go to the regular grocery store, it's going to cost you close to $8. So I would get it from Aldi.
Ooh, food tips. I like that. Deep ingredients.
All right, our butter's still melting. While our butter's melting, we're going to add our garlic clove. The recipe says add one crushed garlic clove, but I'm going to add crushed garlic and I'm going to leave it in my sauce because I like garlic. You can also add other things to your sauce once you finish cooking it. You can add spinach, broccoli. If you choose not to use chicken, you can use shrimp and any other protein that you choose to use. Let me know if you guys can't see. I can move it over just a little bit. So our butter is still melting for our sauce. And we're checking our chicken. Then flip it. So you're going to cook this until you can smell the garlic in the sauce. And once your butter is melted and you can smell the garlic cooking, you're going to go ahead and add your 1 cup of heavy cooking. You want to cook your sauce until it reaches a nice base consistency, and I'll show you what that looks like once you get there. But you want to allow the water to cook out of the heavy whipping cream so they're cooking. And you can see that the dough that we made earlier is starting to look like the second dough that I used to make the pasta is starting to relax. The gluten's are starting to relax and the dough is still a little bit. Any other questions?
Why can't you use
it? I can't hear you, I'm sorry.
Hear me?
I can hear you now.
Why can you use the cheese?
Why am I using cheese? Okay, I can hardly hear you. Can you repeat your question one more time?
Yeah. Why can't we use the cheese over the shredded?
So the fresh shredded cheese that I showed you, there's a coating on the outside of the cheese. So when you go to make the pasta sauce, the cheese doesn't properly melt because of the coating on the outside of the cheese. So your sauce is clumpy. Okay. This sauce has a whole bunch of additives in it. It's barely even cheese. So I just recommend that you don't use it. All right, so our sauce is starting to thicken just a little bit. You want to continually mix it so it doesn't stick and it doesn't burn. chicken grease. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you can see the sauce, but it's starting to boil just a little bit. But I mean that the water is boiling out of it.
I'm peeking over a pan.
And this is what you want to use to make your sauce, not half and half. So you want to make sure that you get heavy looking things. Make sure that it's full fat, not fat food. And I think that this is 150 at Aldi's. So the longest part of this process is actually the sauce. So we're going to continue to let it cook. Now our sauce is looking. Do we have any requests for our next session? What I should make for our next session?
Some with zucchini.
I don't eat zucchini, but we can do that.
Yeah. How about a good ratatouille?
I can do a ratatouille. I'm not going to eat it, but I can cook it. So you can see that the sauce is starting to thicken, but it's still not quite thick enough yet, so we're going to continue to let it cook. Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about maybe a gumbo one night?
That'll work too.
Or jambalaya.
Mm. Both of those will work.
Yes.
Seafood's in. All right, so our chicken's just about done. You want to cook your chicken until it's 165 degrees. I want to grab my thermometer. Okay, my kids washed dishes earlier, so I have no idea what my thermometer is. But we're going to allow our chicken to rest. I don't know if you can see a difference in the spoon now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the sauce is still thickening. We'll bring our pasta water over here. We're going to let it cook for another few minutes, and then we're going to turn it off and we're going to add our cheese. When you're making a sauce, you want to make sure that you have everything ready because you should serve it immediately after preparing it, or it'll begin to separate. And I'm mixing it so that it doesn't start burning at the bottom. Thank you. So early on, I said that you wanted to cook it until it's a nappe consistency. You want to cook it so that when you put it on the back of a spoon, that when you swipe the spoon, that it doesn't leak, that it keeps its shape. So we're going to let this cook just for another minute or so. Once it starts to thicken, if you like, you can take out your garlic, but you want to leave mine in. So that's where you want your sauce to be. So we're going to turn this off and we're going to begin to add our cheese. After you add your cheese, you want to taste your sauce to see if you need to add salt. The cheese is pretty salty, so you may not need to add salt, but it's up to you whether or not you want to add it. This is, can you guys see that?
Yes.
Yeah, that looks great.
So we want to wait for our pasta water to come to a boil. As I said before, it only takes the pasta about 90 seconds to cook because it's fresh pasta. So you don't have to cook it that long. I'll try to get closer up to the capacity of pasta
sauce. Oh yeah, that looks great.
So while that's happening, we're waiting on our water to boil. I'm gonna cut our chicken. That's kind of hot. I'm so sorry. I'm going to cut it diagonally. You want to make sure not to overcook your chicken so that it's not dry. Pasta sauce is still thickening. I'm going to take it off the eye. And set it to the side. Now we're going to work on our pasta. We're going to take our fresh pasta. Look how it looks. We're going to add it to our water. You don't want to overcrowd your pot. You don't want your pasta to stick together. Stir the pasta just a little so it doesn't stick in the pan. Just allow it to cook for about 90 seconds. All right, we want to taste our pasta sauce to see if it needs to be seasoned. As I said, the Parmesan cheese is already ready with the sauce, so you may not want to add any cheese at all. And you just want to add a little bit of pepper. So our pasta is just about ready. And you want to mix your pasta into your sauce. Because I think this is too much sauce for this pasta. So I'm just going to add the sauce to the pot. And mix it like that.
Oh.
I'm going to add it to my bowl. And then we're going to add our chicken on top. I'm gonna add a little bit of parsley. That's optional, you don't have to. And then you can also grate a little bit more fresh cheese on top. There you have it.
Ooh, nice.
Do we have any questions?
Yummy.
Any questions?
That looks good.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. All right, so this
Michael said this takes about a 30 minute dish too.
It's technically a little bit more than 30 minutes because you have to allow your pasta to rest. So you rest your pasta, your dough for 30 minutes to an hour, but the recipe itself doesn't take any more than 30 minutes. Any other questions?
Nope. So in your sauce, hold on a second. In your sauce, when you started, I came in a little late, I guess. So when you did the, created your sauce after you did the butter, what did you put in next?
So I added the butter and I added a couple of cloves of garlic and I let the butter melt until the garlic became fragrant. And then I added 1 cup of heavy whipping cream.
Oh, so you use whipping cream, okay.
Mm-hmm. And you want to make sure that it's heavy whipping cream.
So that same type of sauce, can you do that with macaroni and cheese? Use it as a macaroni. If you change the cheese, could you do that?
With macaroni and cheese, you add, forget the name of the sauce, but no, it's a different, no, you don't do it the same way.
Okay.
You start out with the root and then you add the heavy cream.
Okay. That looks good.
Thank you. Any other questions? It's a bechamel sauce. So for the macaroni, you would do a bechamel sauce, not this.
Okay.
James, could you go through the steps with the pasta? You showed me how to make it real quick, but I missed some of it.
I have more pasta here, but I can show you again. I have more pasta here. So, I think it's been about 30 minutes since we made this, close to 30 minutes. So we started out with our flour. It was 180 grams of flour, 2 eggs, and salt and olive oil as needed. So this is our dough. We're gonna make sure that we flour our surface. Press down on your dough just a little bit and add a little bit more flour to the top. And you want to roll it out. You want to be able to see your hand on the other side of the dough. So we're just going to continue to roll it out.
So is there a technique to kneading that? Kneading that so it don't be tough?
So it won't be tough if you allow it to rest at 30 minutes to an hour, allow the gluten to rest in the flour, in the dough. Uh-huh. So after you initially knead it, you're gonna allow it to rest for 30 minutes to an hour.
Okay.
And I would normally use a pasta maker for this. I wouldn't normally roll it out. So you want to make sure that you keep your dough moving so that it's not sticking to the surface. You want to roll it out just a little bit more. And that's kind of thin enough. You can kind of mm-hmm. see my hand through that.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to make it that thin, and then you want to take it, fold it in half, and you're going to fold it in half again. And it's at that point you want to start to slice your dough down the sides and 3 inches.
Wow.
Anyone wants to see that? Anyone wants to see that part again, or I'll be good.
You want to?
All right. So you want to make sure that you keep it uniform, and you want to make sure that you're doing it in a sewing motion so that you're not pressing down and sealing your noodles. So, this is how your noodle will look. Mm-hmm. And you can refrigerate it until you decide to use it, or you can freeze it as well. But it's best when it's fresh.
Okay.
Any other questions?
I'm Jamie. I missed the beginning too. How long do you let that pasta cook?
The pasta cooks up to, you can cook it around 90 seconds. It doesn't take that long to cook.
You said 90 seconds?
90 seconds.
Wow, okay.
Any other questions? I have the recipe listed on my Facebook page, and I believe that my grandmother also have it listed on Dreamers and Achievers website. But if you need it, if you need me to send it to you, I can send it to you as well.
Okay.
But for those who didn't see, I don't know who just joined, this was our finished product.
Good.
All right. Any other questions about any other products that I use?
No.
And also, if you missed the beginning, I don't know if you heard me talk about the type of cheese to use. You don't want to use the pre-shredded cheddar cheese. I'm sorry, the pre-shredded Parmesan cheese. And you don't want to use the grated powdered stuff either. If it's all that you have, you can use it. I would recommend doing this before using this, but your sauce will be a little bit grainy with this one. So I would recommend that you use the, this is actually Asiago, but it's not much of a difference. Mm-hmm. The Parmesan cheese.
Uh-oh.
And if you don't like garlic, you don't have to add the garlic. You can use garlic powder. I would be careful with garlic salt because Parmesan cheese is already saucy. So you can use fresh garlic or you can use garlic powder. You can also add peppers, broccoli, spinach, or any other thing that you choose to add to your pasta sauce. That is all that I have. So I'm going to turn it over to my grandmother.
I want to thank you again, Jamie, for your recipe, for getting those rooms, sharing it with everyone that's up there. And I want to thank everyone for joining in, watching it. It was very interesting. It was very appetizing. So, yeah, I want some. So, again, I just want to thank everyone for getting up here. And the next cooking class will be on second Thursday of next month at 6 o'clock. So we're going to do it on the second Thursday of each month from 6 until she finished with the recipe, usually about an hour.
Did I do better this time? 51 minutes this time. It's more than
30
minutes.
You did great.
Did great.
You did great the first time.
My grandmother said I went too fast. So I tried to slow down this time. So 51 minutes this time. So I will be posting our next month's recipe on the Dreamers and Achievers site. And then if you follow me on Facebook, you'll be on my Facebook page for next month.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
So, Jamie, I'm going to save the recording, okay?